because we last spoke in this morning session. Next paper is by Dr. Igor and Barbit and Roscoe from Hungary. Title is "A Change of Astroperation in Transplantation."
Is a little bit deceptive. At first, I should like to talk to you in general about how to make transplantation. And again, this talk will be very way off from the beaten track. Actually, dust fusion, as we do create the transplantations, in my opinion, the most frequent process in the whole universe. And the first proof is just a copy of a paper from the New Scientist, when researchers of this university found out that the Enceladus has a secret internal heating. It's a small moon, small icy moon. It has only 505 kilometers of diameter, a very thick ice cover, yet very powerful geysers are getting out of it permanently. In principle, according to textbook physics, this should be a dead moon, no heat production. This should be just a simple pebble in the sky. Yet it's a powerful source of energy, and there is a counterpart, titanium, Titan. It's another moon. It is also, it has these powerful geysers. And what is this strange, that it emits lots of dust particles, and this is the secret in my opinion. Dust fusion is again a kind of alienar, because as you know, God created matter, but the surface was created by the devil, because it has so many strange phenomena going on the surface, and dust fusion is utilizing it. But now let me show you something more important. It is recently known that the sun has a corona where the temperature of the sun is in the order of hundreds of millions of degrees. Yet the surface is only 7,000 Kelvin or so. What for most of the physicists just shrug about it. They don't give a damn. However, for every engineer, it's really a challenge, because simply you have a piece of ice in one hand and a white hot piece of steel in the other. Now these physicists are telling us actually that the ice is heating the steel. Is it true? No, absolutely not. So each engineer knows the answer. Of course, the heat source must be in the corona. So what is the implication? It's very simple, that this whole show is run on dust fusion, which is LENR. So if next time somebody is asking you, can you show me a long-running LENR experiment, just open the window, point to the sun. It is running on 4 billion years. Not very reliable. Sometimes it is changing the flux, but 4 billion years, is it enough? So apart from Enceladus and apart from Titan, all our sun is run by this dust fusion stuff. I will show you later the device, how you can create it at home in your kitchen. It's not that simple, but it is feasible. And the question which the physicists now dare to ask, it requires a mental courage when you dare to ask at all. So why is the sun's corona is so hot while the rest is so cool? My answer is the dust fusion. Dust fusion is actually when tiny dust particles are charged by electrons to a very high degree. You can do it if you just shake it in an acoustic resonance. And here is again where Mike McCubry raised this question, whether do resonance take place in this whole LANR field. This is the very circumstance where these devices are using acoustic resonance in dusty plasma. This is a microwave driven small reactor. Actually, Jean-Paul has it, but we had several copies. And this is the side view. This is actually just a microwave power supply. And this is a microwave cavity of TM. This is the other side. And this is just the front view. Actually, our first one of our first device was such a primitive and rudimentary, but it has had already a tunable frequency for microwaves, so we could play with the resonances. And we have found when given nothing but high purity graphite and air, lots of different transmutation were observed. So transmutation is not restricted, let's say, to hydrogen and nickel or palladium. We can transmute with this kind of powerful resonances to nearly all materials. You can see this device in action outside, and we built another device where the pressure was inside variable. And this is the test results on the remaining suit after a 5 minutes experiment. This is a spherical cavity, the best so far. This is a variable power supply when we were able to vary the frequency of the microwave. Therefore, we could influence actually the acoustic frequency within a quartz vessel, within the electromagnetic cavity device. So it is one resonance inside another, so it's resonance upon resonance. It's like a Matryoshka doll of this Russian toy. This is just another side. And now you can see how it looks like with just ordinary photography. You cannot see the dust particles resonating inside. However, if we make the same photographs with a high-speed camera, the individual hot carbon particles are visible. Now, this is the full picture of a tube, and you can see the resonating dust particles like in the corona of the sun. I should like to show you a short video later to see this stuff in action. Of course, we have tried a number of different acoustic cavity resonators made of quartz, but after a while there is no limit to heat. Actually, after a while they just melt. Now Another point, how life is created, that is the materials necessary for life. If we start from carbon and air, if we just start to add the ingredients, we end up silicium, scandium is never produced, calcium, iron, aluminium, and the magnesium. These are the test results which I have shown you before. Calcium, sodium, potassium, copper, zinc, and of course sulfur. We couldn't detect because simply our system is open, so the vapors of the phosphor is just leaving the system. You can see it, the test results before the test and after it. We tried in our system different radioactive materials, and the radioactivity is also changing. And to our peril, this is the beta radiation. This was the start, and instead of what we expected, that it will decrease, instead of increased the radioactivity. Okay, now can I have this short video? There will be ordinary and slow motion of how this dusty plasma is behaving. In principle, there is sound. Maybe you can. Slow motion, of course. This is the initial 100 hertz each time ignited, and then after when it's hot enough, it is nearly continuous.
How many frames per second?
900 frames per second. Several resonant acoustic peaks in this system, up to 100 kilohertz. No, this is not slow motion, this is ordinary. It's very sensitive where we put it in the microwave cavity. This is the motion here. We have found the transmutation up to the lead. It's a very powerful transmutation, but as Mike McCoubry told, really, the system is sensitive to frequencies. So if we use a different frequency, the outcome is different. So this is what we hear, actually. Was formed behind the grid of the microwave cavity resonator. That rod is a fiber rod which is igniting, which is necessary for the ignition. this experiment, in fact, at home in your microwave kitchen. It is not the most efficient. Some hacking is useful. I mean, to use instead of 50 hertz, 100 hertz. And of course, then after you can improve it as you wish. But this is the most powerful particle accelerator, more powerful than the plasma wave field accelerators. So actually, on the surface of the dust particles, the field intensity is more than a trillion electron volts per meters. So extremely powerful. There is a vast literature of dusty plasma, resonances of the dust plasma, but they are never interested somehow in LENR. So apart from making electricity, as I told yesterday, this is the way either to make heat in a hydrogen experiment. This is just to show you that you can do it at home in your kitchen. The simple way. Okay.
Thank you for the nice show.
Dr. George, you know that I've tested your ash, and whilst I thought it didn't work, it definitely did. You didn't receive scandium because it's got a high aqueous volume, and there's energetically favourable reactions with oxygen to copper and hydrogen deuterium to titanium, which are also products of George Asher's reaction chain. So you will never see that. You do not observe phosphorus because the two energetically favourable reactions are with 14N and 17O, and 15N and 16O, and 15N is only 0.37 of natural isotopes, and 17O is 0.037 of natural isotopes. I'll take another breath. The sun does work, but in my opinion, it works a slightly different way. When you produce the same things that are going on in the sun, in your reactor, but your interpretation I disagree with. Charged clusters shed electrons and their heat as ions go into them, and when the charge cluster breaks up, it needs to regain the thermal heat that those electrons lost, and the electrons that were lost as they were shed. And this will add ionized iron right the way down to its base level, and it sucks in electrons from the rest of the universe. That's why you get hot, extreme cold flow out, and excess heat, by the way. So
that kind of discussion we can
continue. Okay.
All
right.
Thanks.
Kind of continuing on with that comment is I think what makes physicists uncomfortable with the sun is really what I would like to kind of change focus in making transmutation kind of a response. So in other words, we're looking at transmutation as releasing heat possibly with these types of elements, but really it may be a response of the system to another factor. And really what you're showing is that the factors in the knobs that you dial are the resonance impinging upon matter, that matter coming to a different electrical potential. And then the response is the fusion and or transmutation. So that would be my hypothesis, is that what we're really looking at in the sun is the sun's response to something. And the temperature discontinuity, right, is actually an electrical double layer. And so that's something that has been alluded to in the past with some of these experiments. We know what happens with electrochemistry. It may be something else that we're seeing in nature that we just don't have our factors and responses relegated right? In other words, what can we twiddle and what is a response? So that's something to think about in terms of how we set up our experiments and think about what we see.
There are a number of really disgusting anomalies in our solar system, because Jupiter and Saturn is twice as hot as much heat they got from the sun. So actually, whenever we just scratch the surface, there is something really dirty in the physicist's household.
Please.
My name is Boker, Texas Tech. I have a follow-up comment with my friends. about the sun. I visited yesterday the Atmospheric Research Center, and they talk about the same problem. I was thinking from last night, I think singly, and I thought that like source, relation between sun and the corona, like material or source of something and reaction. So I thought that maybe reaction happened outside, surrounding of the sun with different gases, or at least something coming from the sun itself onto the surface with a more space, more area, and the reaction having, and the temperature could be higher than.
This is still a kind of model, a theory. At first, I think we should get back to the kitchen to do the experiments again, to learn the details. And of course, what is this sun? It's a giant collector of cosmic dust. This is how the sun gets lots of dust. And this is the reason where the dust arrives. Of course, at first in the corona. And it is oscillating, of course. And how come that each 11th year, this whole system is off from the balance, because the planets are aligned and they are collecting the dust in another way. So actually, I think dusty plasma has a lot to teach us. And of course, first of all, we can make money by synthesizing gold or whatever is expensive on the market. On the other hand, we can learn how the universe is run. So at first, I should like to get the data, and then after, we can talk in the evening with a glass of beer.
I would like to give also an example for the thing you said. The source is cooler than the reaction. So we have a gas. The gasoline is cool, but when it is exposed to oxygen and make fire, the fire is more hot. Heater.
It's combustion, it's a different explanation. We have here four orders of magnitude difference, and in the solar criteria, the hot fusion Lawson criteria is not filled, so it is definitely not a hot fusion in the corona. It's ruled.
Thank you.
Okay, I have a question. Two short questions.
Okay. Yes, okay. Did you attempt to make colorimetry with this device?
It is colorimetry is worth if we could have a hydrogen gas inside, so then there is a chance for energy production. But we concentrated, being poor, of course, we concentrated only for transmutation because those are the cheap experiment, and that is where we had most of our test results. And my title is not deceptive. I have lots of isotopic distribution, tons of data here. But it is more interesting to show the video than, let's say, tables and tables and tables. But the conclusion is that after these transmutation tests, the isotopic distribution is quite different from that of the natural. And we had lots of discussion with Srinivasan. How come that we are alive after this experiment? Because on paper, so much energy is released after this transmutation that I should be dead. Not only me, but the whole Hungary should be dead. So we are not making fusion bombs simply because more and more neutrons are synthesized, and that is energy consuming. So Mother Nature is somehow balancing energy generation and consumption.
Just one quick question, George. You mentioned the differential temperature between the center of the sun and the surface of the sun. Can you comment on the experimental evidence for those differences?
I cannot comment on the center of the sun, on the temperature of the center of the sun, because I never measured it. However, what I know from our dust fusion experiment, that one is highly non-equilibrium, brutally non-equilibrium. You cannot imagine any other system which is farther off from the equilibrium. So on the surface of these dust particles, which you have seen here dancing, could be hundreds of millions of degree for electrons, but I don't know how much is for ions. So really, I don't have a straightforward answer for you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.